Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Please state the name or number.
The Drive with Bob and Jeff. Dial 869-1240.
Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
The Drive on KFH.
All right, a long intro to this one, but a great song. Phil Collins, In the Air Tonight. I love Phil Collins. We're going to have a Phil Collins week one of these weeks.
You haven't had a Phil Collins week yet?
Not yet.
Really?
Well, there's a lot of musicians.
That actually kind of surprises me.
I know, it surprises me. That's Garrett F. giving us some music this week.
Garrett, are you going to call so we know who you are?
I guess not. I don't get it. We've had to refer to him as Garrett F. for 2 hours.
I know, that's not right.
That's too bad. All right, we are back. List, top 10 Wednesday list, top board games, card games, or video games. We're to my top two now. And number two, Strat-O-Matic Baseball. You're too young to know it. Tommy, you remember Strat-O-Matic Baseball. Yeah. You got these cards. It still exists. You got these cards, you rolled the dice, you looked at your cards, you played a full game, you could play a full season of games, and you'd end up being about pretty normal. Like you roll a, let's say you got your set of dice, you roll a 3 and a 6. You look on the card, column 3, number 6, strikeout.
I played that game.
Yeah.
Now I know what you're talking about.
So I loved it. We played it for hours upon hours as a kid.
I can say I played that game.
Good.
I just didn't know. It didn't ring a bell with the name of it. But
Strat-O-Matic
I know,
baseball.
As soon as you said that with the cards and you go down, yeah, I played that.
And when you get the, when
we
you,
need to have a game of that.
When you would get the teams in the mail, you had to send off in the mail for them. And I remember when they came in the mail, I was so excited, so excited. Let's get to Rick before we give my number one. And my number one, anybody that knows me knows what my number one is. Rick. Rick, you're on the show.
Oh, yes. Hi, Bob. How you doing?
Good.
Okay. I guess my favorite board game that I never won, if you consider it a board game, is Twister. And that was back
now,
in the...
Explain that 80s. To us, Rick, because this doesn't seem like it's on the up and up.
Okay. Well...
I mean, who'd you play Twister with?
That's a question.
My older sister was the head cheerleader in Augusta, Kansas. And every other weekend, the cheerleaders would come over and...
Well, there you go.
That's I'm with
Rick,
you. Attaboy,
you're getting
Rick.
Called out.
No, that's good. I can understand it now.
I never won at all.
Yeah, you did. You never won the game, but you still won.
God bless that game.
My favorite game was Spin the Bottle, for crying out loud. Did you ever play that?
Yes.
What's wrong with you?
I don't know. I'm from Canada. We had a drink, and there was a bottle left over. What else are you going to do with it?
Hello, Dustin. You're on the Drive.
Hi there, Bob. You talked about basket earlier.
Tell me you know what it is, Dustin.
Oh, yeah. My dad, he has this great collection of sports board games from that time, and... He would, I don't want to say force us to play it, but we would play it a lot. And I tell you, we got good. I could make a half court shot, full court shot, whatever.
Oh, it's
just trying to throw down. You know how you have my number now. You can call me.
It's just a remarkable game. I don't know if I could get back into basket shape, but I'll try to work on that, Dustin.
All right.
All right. But basket. Everybody should be
I don't know that. I don't know that one. I can't say
my
that.
My number one favorite game is spades. I play it for hours upon hours. I'm good at it. It's highly competitive. You got a partner. You're playing against two other people. It can get heated at times. If your partner does something dumb, you really you let them know.
It's annoying.
There's nothing worse than a partner who screws something up in spades.
That's what I had. We used to play that in the bus.
I never do.
We used to play that in the bus in junior hockey when we travel. And we always had the same four guys, and they always gave me the dummy that didn't even know. He'd get his cards, and he'd look at me like he didn't even know what to play. He had no idea what he was doing.
Unbelievable.
Drove me nuts.
I'm surprised you didn't play spades on the Thunder trips.
No, we played like a lot of Texas Hold'em. We played
You're doing all kinds of things for money, and then that's not a good thing to do.
And then we played some euchre, which is kind of like that. It's kind of like spades in different regard. But yeah, we played a ton of card games. When you're on the bus for 20 hours, you got to do something.
Spades is a great game.
Spades is a very good game.
It doesn't get enough love. You don't hear people.
People don't just say, hey, you want to play spades?
I'd like to get a spades league going.
Well, why don't you? I mean, you probably could.
I don't know. I play it online a lot, and there used to be a great online spot for spades. And then it got too contentious because you could talk to your partner after a hand, and everybody's yelling at each other, and
that's part of spades. Is getting upset with your partner is literally part of spades. Laughing at the other team when they do something like that.
So what's wrong with you, idiot? Is okay?
Yeah. it is.
To people you don't know that are online?
Well, of course. I mean, they don't know you, so what's the big deal?
Well, that's the thing. It got even worse than that. Because you don't have any accountability.
Exactly.
You can just haul off on these people.
And away you go.
Then they haul off on me.
Well, why wouldn't they? If you're hauling off on them,
I hauled off on them. They hauled off on me.
You never hauled off on anybody.
Not that I know of.
Oh, that is so bad that you can actually say that with an almost straight face. That's so bad.
Maybe occasionally I got somewhat perturbed. Okay?
Yeah.
All right, that's the top 10 list of board games, card games, video games. Thanks for playing along. We appreciate it. A couple of sports things, because we've spent about 2.5 minutes talking about sports. Nick Saban, the highest paid coach in college athletics, $11 million a year. Simply, is anybody worth $11 million a year as a college coach?
Well, if anybody is, it's probably him. I mean, how can you argue with you look at his track record, what he's done, what he does every single year.
He does bring a lot of revenue into that university.
Exactly. So how can't you pay him? Because you don't want him to leave.
Back in the day.
He's not going to leave. There's no reason to leave. No one's going to pay him that anyway. Well, maybe somebody would. But with the reputation he has and what he's got going at Alabama, there's no reason to leave. Pay him to keep him.
Back in the day when they started college athletics, did our forefathers ever see a time when somebody would be making $11 million to coach football?
No, but it's the same thing. Like, I remember the biggest contract when I was a kid, when Michael Jordan got that 8-year, $24 million deal, it was just, oh my goodness, he's getting $24 million in 8 years to play basketball. And now guys are making $35 million a year. $35 million a year.
According to the president, the JFK files are going to be released tomorrow. Your level of interest in the JFK files, which have been under wraps since November 22nd, 1963.
Now, is this going to be where they put them out, but not all of them, or some stuff you can read and some stuff's blocked
out? I'm the wrong guy to ask. I would guess that there's going to be information out on this that has not been out before.
Am I interested? Yeah, I am. I'd rather watch the documentary that will come out on this in about a month, because you know that's going to happen. Something's going to be done. And will I watch it? Yeah, I'm interested to know.
Because I am too.
I'm interested to know.
Here we are.
This is how many years?
54 years later. You weren't even alive.
But
I was in the third grade. I bet Tom, I bet you can't remember it. I vaguely remember it from being in the third grade. So, yeah, but here we are 54 years later, and it's still as fascinating
Oh, yeah, it is.
As it was then.
Well, don't you want to know? I want to know. I want to know something.
We want to know everything.
I'll just be disappointed if it doesn't really tell us anything. Then that'd be a bummer.
But we'll see. All right, we'll take our final break. We'll be back to wrap it up. This is a Wednesday edition of The Drive. Tomorrow, Alec Baum and Grayson Janista from the Wichita State baseball team will join us in studio. We're looking forward to that. We'll be back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.